AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
How are things?
Good, man.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good. I'm going to try two languages here, if that's okay. The first one I'll try is Dublin.
Yeah.
All right, Con Story Bud.
We're going to try Chinese.
How are you? You all good?
Good, man. Yeah, it's good to see you, Dave.
Fala, I am going to try Chinese. I've been practicing this now, okay?
Fair play to you. Big balls.
Huanying Lai Dou Ireland.
That's really good.
I mean, I can't say, but that sounded all right.
Really good. Thank you.
Does it mean welcome to Ireland? Because I'm not sure that's just
Ireland,
what the internet told me.
It's amazing.
I really appreciate that.
It's the least I can do. And it's the only thing I can do, Fala. Sorry, it's one of the languages I definitely do not
speak. Fair play to you, David, for giving it a go.
Thanks, dude. Come here. Congratulations on this. This film is stunning. I loved it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Your performances are so genuinely so moving in it. It's a story with gambling in it as a kind of a kernel. And I'm going to make a bet with the two of you that there will be awards for this film and for both of your performances.
Okay,
right,
man. What? €5? €10? What are we talking?
Tenner.
I'll bet against myself for a tenner. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, deal.
Very Irish of me. Bet against myself. Yeah.
It's based on a novel by Lawrence Osborne. Did either of you read that?
You've read it, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, the nerd that I am.
Did you read it before we started filming?
I read it as soon as I heard about the project that was coming my way, and then, yeah, I read it.
And Colin, you didn't.
Fala's more likely to get the homework done on time than I am. She's a bit more studious than me. No, I bailed. I have a rationale for it, but it might have just been laziness.
But Edward did tell me, don't read it. He's
like, I didn't want to read it because there's been times where, you know, there might be aspects of it I'd fall. I just loved the script. And so I was really all right with the script the way it was. I was really happy with it. I loved it. I was very excited by it. I thought it was an enormous kind of mountain that we'd all have to climb together. And I knew it was significantly different from the book. And I just didn't want to start messing with the ingredients, you know. I thought that there might be things in the book. I'm going, what about more of this and more of that? And then as an actor, you can make a mess of it all. So I just trusted Rowan and trusted Ed. But I have the book at home, and I can't wait. When I get a bit of distance from this and talking about it and being bored about talking, I can't wait to get in and have a read of it. Yeah. Did you like the book?
No, I haven't read it. I've just seen this. Sorry. Yeah. No, it was interesting
beautiful
to see if you guys
book.
Had. Yeah, the film version is so good that I can only imagine that the book is equally brilliant. Colin, did you get the role in a sauna?
No, I had the role before the sauna.
Okay. But the sauna was part of the payment, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, definitely. But the certain contract issues were negotiated in the sauna. No, but I got to know
but
Edward.
You're a dude. Hashtag me too.
Yeah.
And the sauna got cast.
I had I had met Ed a couple of times and spoken to him over a period of about 2 years, but we did get a little more comfortable with each other in a sauna in this very hotel about a year and a half ago. Yeah, he was doing the rounds for All Quiet on the Western Front and I was doing the rounds for Banshees of Inisherin, and I walked into the sauna one day in my skivvies and there was my future director sitting there. And it was lovely. Yeah, we had a good chat. It was actually the deepest chat we had about the script, because we knew at that stage in the sauna, we knew that we were doing it. All the conversations beforehand, he was playing around with the idea of two or three other films and I wasn't sure if I was going to do this one. But by the time we got to the sauna together, yeah, we were both confirmed. Yeah.
Amazing. And Fala, we all know Colin Farrell sitting beside you as one of our favourite Irish exports. Can you tell us something about him on set while you were shooting with him? Is there any kind of little nuggets we don't know about?
Yeah, nuggets. Share some nuggets, Fala Chen.
That he's Irish?
Good start.
No, he's not afraid of heat. He would go on a run in the middle of the night with like 100% humidity and like, I don't know, like 100 degrees. That's like 40 Celsius or something. Like his costume and his character.
Stop. In the suits?
No, I never ran in the velvet suits.
No. But
it was scorching there.
His costume is scorching and even the boathouse, it was really hot.
It was brutal heat. Yeah. It was
not. I will say, Colin, you are, and I mean this as a compliment, you are the wettest man I've ever seen in this movie.
Thank you, darling.
Sexy.
Thank you, darling.
You were just constantly dripping.
Yeah, a lot of that was me. I created my own dew, my own perspiration.
Also, yes. She's always with a spray bottle right
I
next to
I perspire for myself, but there was the addition of the spritzer bottle, and Ed loved that. Loved that look, yeah, as an indicator of the constant anxiety my character was living within and under, you know. But I was getting ready for the marathon. Do you remember, David, last year I ran the marathon at home in Dublin with me pal Emma Fogarty. And so I had to get tried to get the miles in while we were doing this, and it was brutal, man.
You did the Dublin Marathon with pride. We all saw you doing that. You were brilliant. And Fallout Macau is like this movie's just drenched in atmosphere. But Macau at night, the neon lights, the glamour, but also then we see the other side of it. Like, was there a moment in shooting all this? You know, I don't know. Is there something sensory you remember about Macau? Maybe a smell or a moment or a vision or something that just like has that for you?
Yeah, I remember things through smell a lot.
Do you?
Childhood, like a taste of a biscuit and like strawberries. But Macau, the casino that we stayed in and we worked there and we lived there and we never left that hotel. They have us. I think they spray something in the air, or maybe I heard legends have it that they pump oxygen into the casino floors to keep you awake.
Yeah.
So there's this very particular smell of that hotel. I can still like smell it right now. But then also like the salty water, ocean water that's in our other quieter scenes that I could also smell that. Very vividly, even right now.
Colin, the moustache is spectacular for Lord Doyle in this movie. Would you consider sporting it all the time, or is it
the paper thing, the pencil moustache, the Errol Flynn? I don't know. I might give it a go. Nah, I don't think so. That was a stick on. Yeah, that was a stick on. That was the
it's
Errol Flynn.
If you have to keep it, if it's a lot of trimming.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of trim. Yeah. A bit too much grooming for me. Mm. Bit too much grooming, David.
Fala, like we Irish, we're up for the crack. That's kind of our whole thing. Like, was there something that he did on set? Because we know when he was working with Margot Robbie, he was breaking the ice, teaching her the Irish accent and things like that. Was he doing that for you to kind of get into the thing, or were you both professionally focused?
I was a nervous wreck for 8 weeks, was I?
No, not really. Well, I think outside, you know, when we cut, and I never felt your anxiety in any way. But accent-wise, I was working on an accent with Neil. My character's from China. She doesn't speak English fluently. And you're working on your British accent. So.
Yeah, yours was a lot more subtle, the work you had to do, which was harder. I mean, mine was very clear. Yeah, I had to do an RP accent when he's presenting this character, this persona that he's trying to convince the world is actually him, Doyle. And then there's obviously my own accent, which was Riley. But yours was subtle. Yeah, yours was somebody who was moving from rural China to the big city and trying to, again, present to the world a certain persona
a facade,
so that she could move through.
Yeah,
But it was really subtle stuff.
You both did a brilliant job. Colin, before I go, I know you were chatting to my good friend Ian Dempsey from Today FM.
What's that you have there? Doner kebab?
Well, he presented you with a packet of Tato. If you were here with me...
What's that, a Tato baguette?
No, this
That's
is a
fancy.
Chicken fillet roll. And if you wanted, we could put some cheese and onion inside it. It is
chicken fillet roll with cheese and onion. What's that, King Crisps?
Yeah, and these are O'Donnell's from Tipperary.
O'Donnell's are good.
So sweet.
Jesus, man. God bless you. You're going to get the calories in by lunch this morning,
exactly,
man.
Come over next time. We'll feed you when you're here as well.
You'll be in the jacks by two.
To both of you, congratulations on this movie.
Thanks,
David. I genuinely loved it so much.
Thanks a million, man.
Talk to you again soon.
All the best. See you down the road.
All right. Good luck. Bye.
See you, pal.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.